Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hi, I'm Becky Hill, and this is my brand new podcast, The Art of Rave. My love for dance music and infatuation with rave started when I was very young. Some of my earliest memories I have of music are hearing trance tunes in the charts when I was 5 or 6 and being captivated by the euphoric feeling it gave me even then as a child. By the time I was 10, I had grown what I call a musical intelligence, or taste, and fell in love with that 05 dance floor filler sound, such as songs like Call On Me, My My My, and Lola's Theme. As I grew, I was heavily influenced by my big brother Adam, who was a music head of many kinds, and brought me on a music journey of dance genres that shaped my life forever. From hardcore to gabba, electro, house, bassline, we listened to it all. Our favourite landing, not exclusively, but mainly in drum and bass. My first rave was on my 18th birthday at a players' night in Fabric. I felt like I'd been raving my whole life and knew I had found a new home full of like-minded people, and that essence followed me round to whatever genre I found myself raving to. 8 years since my 18th birthday. I've had quite the journey. From paying to get into raves to playing them. I've always felt at home in that environment as a raver and a performer, and I've often found myself wondering if rave is still the same as it was now social media and mobiles and the way music is even consumed has changed. I realise that my generation don't know what any of that was like. We open up Logic to make tunes, use YouTube to find tunes and CDJs to mix tunes. I wanted to start a podcast educating myself and my fellow millennial ravers, and really anyone interested, about the uprising of electronic music and hear stories from the pioneers themselves about how their journey through music has shaped them and their careers. I've asked each of these dance legends to bring along 3 tracks that has impacted them, changed them, or reminds them of the good old days. I've brought my own tracks along to define why that person is my guest. I'll be talking to the legendary DJ Andy C about how the scene has changed over the last 20 years. The groundbreaking jungle king Ronnie Size chats to me about the influence he continues to have. And with 5 decades behind the decks, Pete Tong tells me all about why Ibiza is so important. My first guest is DJ Zinc, who has constantly redefined his sound and has moved effortlessly between music genres from house to breakbeat, UK garage to drum and bass, selling over 1 million physical records. I hope you enjoy as we delve into the art of rave.